Boker Tov, good morning, Shavua Tov. Today's daf is daf Yud, daf 10. We left off on Ted Amud Bet 9b. We're at the bottom of the page. We're exactly six lines from the bottom of the page. The first word on the line is Tanu Rabbanan. Did Matt step out? I don't want to start without him if he stepped out. But is here? Okay, so today's daf, just to give a quick introduction until he returns, is about basically all of the different things that we mentioned, the main damagers, how they have aspects to them that are stricter than the other aspects, meaning they have parts to them that we're going to see that are stricter than others, and the others have stricter than them, and we're going to go through each and every piece and part of those damages. So the Gemara begins, Tanur Rabbanan, the Braita says, Chomer Beshor Mibebor, we're six lines from the bottom of the page on Ted Amud Bet 9b. Chomer Beshor Mibebor, the stringency of the ox from the pit, and there's chomer bebor mibeshor, and there's stringencies by the pit more than the ox. Chomer bebor mibeshor, the ox and the pit, how do we know? Sha'ashor mishalem et hakofer, by the ox, if the ox causes damage, let's say, Rashi explains, if let's say the ox was a mu'ad, he was dangerous, and he killed a ben chorin, so then you would have to pay that kofer payment. So v'chayav v'shloshim shal eved, and if he killed a slave of Eved Kanani, then you would have to pay the 30... Shekalim that are written in the Torah that says is the worth of the slave, and not only that, but he says nigmar dino, if let's say the animal had a nigmar din to be put to death, the ox, what's the din? Asur mana, he's forbidden to benefit from it. V'darko lelech ulhazik, and in its nature, an animal, this ox, goes out and causes danger, causes damage. Masha in ken bebor, those things don't apply by a pit. And what are the things that are stricter by a pit than by the ox? Shahabor chilat asiyato l'nezek, a pit was made initially for damage. Mu'ad mitchilato, and initially it was dangerous in the beginning. Ma'ashein ken b'shor, which is not the case by an ox. Flipping the amud on 10a yud amud aleph. Chomer b'shor mi be'esh, there is stringency by the ox more than the fire. And chomer b'esh mi b'shor, and fire more than the ox. Where do we see that? Chomer b'shor mi be'esh, ox more than fire. Sha'ashor mishalem et kofer, the ox, if he killed, it was mu'ad, killed a ben chorin, you have to pay the kofer payment. V'chayev v'shloshim shalev, you have to pay the 30 for the slave, for killing the slave. And nigmar dino, asur ba'na, if the animal was nigmar din, that he is need to be put to death, the animal is asur to benefit from him. Misaro l'cheres shoteh v'kadan, if let's say you gave this ox to a cheres, a deaf mute, or a shoteh, or a child, and they cause damage, one of the animal in those hands caused damage, chayav, you would be liable to pay. Masha and ken be'esh, that's not the case, by a fire. And chomer be'esh mi'beshor, and what's stricter by a fire more than an ox? Sha'esh mu'edet mitchilata, a fire is mu'ad, is dangerous from the beginning. Masha and ken be'esh, which is not the same thing by an ox, right? A fire is dangerous from the beginning, but not the ox. Ox is not dangerous from the beginning. Now, chomer be'esh mi'bebor, there's stringency by a fire more than a pit. And there's stringency by a pit more than a fire. Chomer bebor mi be'esh. What is the stringency by a pit more than a fire? Shetchilat asiyato l'nezek. A pit was made initially for damage. Misaro l'cheresh oteh v'katan v'chayav. Let's say you handed it to a cheresh oteh katan and it caused damage, you'd be liable. Masha'en ken be'esh, that's not the same thing by fire. And chomer be'esh mi bebor, and the stringency by a fire more than a pit. Sha'esh darka l'lech l'azik. Fire in its nature goes and causes damage. And it can go and consume something, whether it's fit for it or not fit for it. The Gemara will explain what does that mean, fit for it or not. Masha and ken bebor, that's not the same thing by a pit. So the Gemara says, hold on, I have a question. Why doesn't it say there's a stringency by an ox more than a pit? Because if an ox causes damage to kelim, the owner would be liable, which is not the case by a pit that we hold, that if kelim got damaged in a pit, you would not be liable. Why doesn't it teach that stringency? So the Gemara says, Hamani, who's the author here? Rabbi Yehuda. It's following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that we mentioned earlier on Daf Hei Amud Bet, the Mechayev al Nizkei Kelim Bebor, that he says you would be liable for kelim that were damaged in a pit. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, if you're going like Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a seifa, go to the latter part. We said, Chomer Be'esh Mi Bebor, there's a stringency by fire more than a pit. Sha'esh Darka Lelechu La'azik, the fire goes and causes damage. Mu'edet la'echol bein davar ha'oila, bein davar she'eino ra'oila. And it consumes things, whether it is something that is fit for it or not fit for it, it consumes. Ma'ashen ken bebor, which is not the same thing by a pit. So what's a davar haraoila? What is something fit for it to consume? Maininhu, what is that? It seems that's referring to wood. Davar she'en raoila, if it's something that's not fit, what is that? Maininhu, what is that referring to? Kelim, that's referring to utensils. Hold on. Ma she'en ken mebor, we said that's not the case by a pit. If you're saying a fire caused damage to kelim, you'd be liable, which is not the case by a pit. And that's what it was referring to. Now, if you say, like Rabbi Yehuda, that says you're liable of kelim that were damaged in a pit, this doesn't make sense. You said the first opinion, you said our initial, what was the author, was Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you'd be liable for kelim damaged in a pit. Now we're saying kelim damaged in a pit, you would not be liable. So that's the Gemara's question. If you're going with Rabbi Yehuda, he says you would be liable on kelim damaged in a pit. Ela, we must say, le'olam rabbanani. Rather, we must say we follow the opinion of Rabbanan. And he left one out, meaning he should have mentioned this case also, but he forgot, he didn't mention it, he left it out. There's a special rule, this Tanavishir is a famous response that the Gemara brings all over Shas, but anytime the Gemara says we left something out, it can't be that you left the one thing out. There has to be that you left another thing out as well. So therefore the Gemara always asks, what else did you leave out that you left this one out? Meaning you didn't just leave one thing out, you must have left something else out too. So what was that other thing that you left out? So the Gemara says, Shier Tamun, we left out something that was hidden when caused damage, right? Rashi says, they should have said the shrinusi by ox and a pit more than a fire. That let's say an ox caused damage and broke the kelim, or an animal fell into a pit and there was a sack of wheat on his back and stuff like that. In both those cases, let's say the item that was damaged, that was hidden, it was in a sack, it wasn't open, still it caused damage. In those cases, you'd be liable, which is not the case by a fire. Someone burned something, burned someone's field down inside the field, it was a hidden something, you wouldn't be liable for that damage. Oh, why didn't I mention that? So this is something that the Gemara left out. So too, the Gemara left that one out also, meaning there was two things that the Gemara left out, and therefore this is one of them, meaning one of them is kelim, and one of them is referring to tamun, hidden, something that was hidden, which would be liable by an ox and a pit, but not by fire. Just whoever didn't say Shema, the last time for Shema is right now, as we want to say. Ibai Deman, if you want to give a different answer, le'olam Rabbi Yehuda, rather, really, no, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. With davar she'en ra'oila, what did we say, davar that's not fit for consumption? Lav la'atuya kelim, that's not coming to add utensils. That's coming to refer to a case of, if let's say the fire licked someone's plowed field, or it caused damage to someone's stones. So and that's what it was referring to. That's even if it consumed one of those, you'd be liable. But it wasn't referring to kelim, and therefore it's not a contradiction of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So we can still go like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that kelim that would cause damage to it. In a pit, you'd be liable for them. It still follows Rabbi Yehuda, because it's not talking about kelim over here. Matkifla Ravashi. Ravashi has a contradiction. Litne chomer b'shor mi bebor. Why don't we say there's a stringency by an ox more than a pit? Sha'ashor chayav bo shor psulei amukdashin. Because by an ox, he'd be liable if he killed a ox that was pesul hamukdashin. What does that mean? You have an ox that was hekdesh, and they redeemed it, and that ox fell into a pit. If it fell into a pit, he'd be exempt. The owner would be exempt from having to pay. That's only by a case of a pit. But by a case of an ox, if an ox went and killed such an animal who was redeemed from being hekdesh, that ox, you'd be liable for that payment. So why don't we say this case as well? Masha in ken bebor, which would not apply by the case of a pit. So the Gemara says, Iyamart bishlama rabbanani, if we say we go like rabbanan, I did tishir hach, shir namihach. Since we left out already a few, we're going to leave this one. We left this one out also. Meaning, if you go like Rabbanan, there was a few that we left out. What did we leave out? We left out something that was damaged, that was hidden, that applies, that liability applies by an ox and kelim, but not, and a boar, but not by a fire. And we left out something that was kelim. But, so and so too, it would have also left out this one, Psulei Muktashin. But, Ela, Iyamart Rabbi Yehuda, if you say that we go like Rabbi Yehuda, my share, the I share. We didn't leave anything else out. So what did we leave out that you're saying, right, we have to leave, have left something else out that you left one out. So what else did you leave out according to Rabbi Yehuda? So he says, Shier Dash Ben Niro. You left out a case, if let's say an ox went and stomped all over a plowed field that somebody had. So now, he is ruining it. Right? Rashi says, Shim dash hashor ben niron itaven lekach sha'er ha-shivarin melumadim b'disha toladat ha-kerani. That's considered a subcategory of Karen. So the Gemara says that would be damage, and therefore this is something else that we left out. So the Gemara says, even Shum Dash Ben Yiro Lav Shurahu. That's not leaving something out. Why is that not leaving something out? Because we said that this animal, it's in its nature to go and cause damage. Right? So if you say it's in the nature to go and cause damage, then this also falls under that category of Dash Ben Yiro, meaning that he goes and causes damage to someone's plowed field. That's within this category of going and causes damage. So therefore, he didn't leave anything out. So this would be a question on Rabbi Yehuda. What would, if you say go to Rabbi Yehuda, what else did he leave out? My Shir the Hashir, then he would have left this one out. Very good. Now we go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Mishsharti b'miktan niskoev. Let's say he caused partial damage, he has to pay the full worth damage. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, we have a braita. Let's say he caused a partial damage, he had allowed, you know, partial damage to be caused, he has to pay as if the full damage was caused. So Ketzad, what's the case here? Hachofer bor tisha. If someone dug a pit 9 tfachim deep, uba acher v'hishnemo la'asara, another person came and finished it and dug it one more, making it 10. Acharon chayav, and damage was caused, the last person who dug that extra one would be liable. Even though it was a partial extension that he made, he would still be liable for everything. Would the look at Rabbi, not following the opinion of Rabbi, the Tanya, the Braita says, Achofer bor tishav, somebody dug a hole, a pit 9, uba acher v'shnamol asaran, the last guy came and made a 10, acharon chayav, the latter guy is liable. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, no, achar acharon l'mita, achar shnei l'nizakin. The last one, if there was death, yeah, we'd go after him. But if there was damage, we'd go after both of them. So this is not like Rabbi Danasi. We're saying that no, we only go after the last guy who caused the damage, even though it was a partial extension. Rav Papa says no. Limita of divrei hakol. No, what we're referring to here is regarding death and according to everyone. Meaning what? Rashi says matnitin de katani kechsher kol nisko, that it's like paying full damage. The ein chayev el acharon. Only the last guy is liable. That's referring to bimita only by death. Shemet Ashur Kamayr, we're talking about if, let's say, an ox fell into that pit that it was extra dug one tefach, making it 10 tefachim deep, the last guy would be liable for causing that death. That's according to all opinions. So the Gemara tries to give a different lishna. The Gemara says, maybe we could say it a different way. Ikad Amri, some say, Lema Delok Rabbi. Maybe we would say, Nalag Rabbi Dan, see, who wrote all of the Mishnayot. Maybe we could say it's Nalag Rabbi. Is that possible? Amar Papa, no. Lemita Vidivra Kol, no. What we were referring to was that the guy, the last guy who dug an extra tefach, and the animal fell into the pit, died, lemita. But the Rakolan will work according to all opinions, even Rabbi, who says that for death, we would go after the latter guy, and that would work with our Mishnah.
Here's the damage, if it's 9 and 1, you go after 9 portions from that guy and 1 from the other? Or
no. So what we're saying is, so it depends on how you go, like, but it sounds like from our halakha over here, our Gemara, that we go after the guy who dug the extra tefach. Everything goes after him. That's exactly what the Mishnah is saying. That miktzad nisko, if you cause partial damage, it's like the full damage. So the Gemara says, Mati kifla Rabbi Zera, we have a contradiction. Vetu leka, there is no other cases. Are these all the cases of you caused the partial damage, now you have to pay the full damage? The Gemara says, Va'iko, we have more. Masar shoro lechamisha b'nei adam. If you gave your ox to 5 people, upasha bo echad mehen ve'izik, and one of them was negligent, he didn't pay so much attention, and the animal caused damage while he was watching, chayav, he would have to pay liability. So the Gemara says, Echidame, what's the case? Ilema debelav iu lohava mintar. If, let's say, we didn't need that 5th guy, and the animal would have still been protected without the 5th guy. We needed that 5th guy, and without him, the animal would not be guarded. Then pshita, it's obvious that the 5th guy has to pay, because it's because of his negligence that the animal caused damage. So obviously he's liable. The iu kavid, it must be that he is the one that caused it. Ela de belav iu nami mintar. If, let's say, without him, the other 4 could have protected the animal, and they didn't need him. So my kavid, then what could he have done? Where do you find the case that either it's not pashut that he did something, or he didn't do something, right? It's very clear either he completely is at fault, or he's not at fault at all. How do you find something else in the middle? So the Gemara tries again. Matki flara of sheshet. We have another contradiction. Vahaika marbe bechavilav. Let's say there was a fire, and somebody comes and adds more bundles to it, extending the fire to spread further. So you'd be liable for that. So the Gemara says, Hechidame, what's the case? Flipping the amun. Id belav ihu lo azla. If it wasn't for him, it wouldn't have spread further. Pshita, it's obvious that it's because of him that there's liability, that there's damage. Ela de belav iu azla. There must be talking about a case where if it wasn't for him, if he didn't do it, it would have went anyway, it would have spread anyway. So if that's the case, my kavit, he didn't do anything then. What did he do? Because even though he added to it, it would have spread regardless of him adding bundles to it. Therefore, he shouldn't be at fault for it whatsoever. We're going to try this again. Matki Pla Rav Papa, we have a contradiction. Va'ika Hadetani, we have the following baraita. It says, Chamisha Sheyashvu Al Safsal Echad. This is a funny story. You have five people who sat on one bench. Velo Shevaru, and they didn't break it. Uba Echad Ve'ashav Alav Shevaru. And then another guy added to them and came and sat, and he broke the bench. It's a big trombelombe. Acharon Chayav, the last guy is liable. Va'amara Papa, Rav Papa says, he says, no, so over here, what does it sound like? This is a case that you can add to partial damage. You have to pay the full damage. He came and sat on it. You have to pay for the full damage. Rav Papa says, no, Amar Papa, you're going Papa Bar Abba. No, this is talking about the fifth, a guy who added to the five, who sat on it after them, was Papa Bar Abba. Papa Bar Abba was a big guy, to say it nicely. He was a big guy. So therefore, it's different. Over here is different. It makes more sense why he would be liable. But it's not a regular case where you would say causing partial damage. You'd have to pay for the full damage. So the Gemara says, hey, Chidamai, what's the case? If it wasn't for him, it wouldn't have broke. Meaning only because he sat on it broke, then pshita. Then obviously he's liable, because if it wasn't for him, it wouldn't have broke. Then therefore it must be talking about a case that without him also, the five people would have broke it. So, Mike Avil, what did he do wrong? He came and sat on it. Why is he at fault? So the Gemara says, Sof, Matnyata Hecha Mitarza. Hold on. But this is a braita. The previous two contradictions were Amoraim. Rabbi Zera and Rav Sheshet are both Amoraim. Okay, so we brush them off. Rav Papa's a Tana. This is braita. So how are you going to explain this? So he's going to try to dive in and explain this and open this up again. So he says, Lo Tzricha, we're talking about a case, the Belav Iu, Hava Mitbar Betereshai. If it wasn't for the fat guy, right, for Papa Baraba, it would have broken 2 hours. V'hashta idbar v'chadasha, and since he sat on it, it broke in 1 hour. Oh, it broke quicker. The Amri, they're going to say, the Amri, they would have said to him, ilav at, if it wasn't for you, hava yadvinan tfei purta v'kaimin, we would have sat on it an extra hour or so, and then we would have got up, it wouldn't have broke. So therefore, that's the case of this guy extend, he made it less of how long it would have lasted, and that's why he would be liable. So the Gemara says, "Velei malahu." Maybe he could just say to them, "I love atun. If it wasn't for you guys, bedidi lo hava mitbar. It wouldn't have broken just from me. I'm not that fat." He says, "Lo tzricha de behadi de samich behutavar." No. So the case that we're talking about is that day five were sitting on it, and he was just leaning on them, and by leaning on them, he caused it to break. This is how fat the guy was, and therefore, that's why he would have been liable. Right? Rashi says, "Look at Rashi for a sec." Rashi says,
in a case.
Here, the Samich Alayu. Le'olam de'belav iu lo hava mitbar klal. If it wasn't for him, it wouldn't have broken. With kamar pshita, oh, you said that's obvious, that's so pashut. So it says, lo tzricha de'lo yashav alav. He didn't sit on it. Ela amad al raglav v'nismach alayhim. He was just leaning on their shoulders, like this. So he says, ve'ata lashmeinen de'kocho kegufo dame. And what does it come and teach us? That his koach is like his actual body itself. I wouldn't have known. So that's why it's coming. That's the chidush. The Gemara says, pshita is obvious. What, if someone's leaning on it, it's because of you that it broke. It's your fault. The Gemara says, ma'u detema, I would have thought. Kocho lav gufo dame. Maybe his koach is not like his actual physical body. Kamashmanan, that's why it's coming to teach us that no. The kocho gufo dame. His koach is like his actual body. The kol hecha, the gufo tavar, kocho nami tavar. Anytime his body would have broken and caused damage and is liable, so too his koach also, if he's leaning on someone else, that caused damage, therefore he's liable as well. Very good. Betuleika, just to finish off, there's no other cases of partial damage, you have to pay the full damage. Vaika, we have the following hadetani, we have the following beraita. It says, Hiku asara bnei adam ve'eser maklot. If let's say 10 people came and hit this guy, 10 sticks, ben mevat achad, whether all at once, ben mezeh achar zeh, whether one after another, vamet, and the guy died, kulam pturim, they're all exempt. Rabbi Dami Mitera Omer, Rabbi Dami says, "Bazeh, Acharzeh, Acharon Chayav." Meaning, Shekirev Mitato. If they hit him one after another, the last guy is liable because he's the one that brought the guy closest to death. Because he killed, he's at the end. The guy died, and you're the one that brought him closest to that death. You brought the death closer to him, so therefore, the last guy should be liable. So why don't we mention this case of Rabbi Dami Mitera that the last guy is liable for partial damage? So the Gemara says, "Biktala, look, we weren't talking about cases of debt. We were only talking about cases of monetary." So the Gemara says, "V'ibaydim." And if you want to give a different answer, "Biplukta, look, we weren't talking about cases of machloket. We were only talking about a case of non-machloket, like we had earlier." Hold on, the Gemara says, "Velo, we weren't talking about cases of machloket." "V'ha'akminan loke Rabbi, we said our Mishnah is not following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. That's a machloket. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with the Mishnah." So the Gemara answers, no, what we were saying, when there's no machloket, what we meant was, he meant that the lo karabanan mukmina. We're not going to go like Rabbi, we're going to go like the majority, like the Rabbanan, that we will establish it. But, we're not going to establish it like Rabbi Yudah Mitera over here in the case of death, and not like the Rabbanan. Meaning, when you have a case of Yachid Verabim, halakha kerabim, right? Individual versus the majority, the halakha goes like the majority. So therefore, we're only going to mention cases of halakha going like the majority and not cases of halakha going like an individual. We'll stop it for today. We'll just do a quick 1-minute recap.